Good morning, everyone, my lovely podcast listeners. Today, I am going to read my article, which was published in Coffee Times Medium. And the title is, Are You Intrinsically Motivated to Follow Your Workout Schedule? Part 5. As I'm typing part 5 early in the morning, while listening to Venkateshwara Suprabhatam, this is a hymn chanting. I have also provided the link in my Medium article. Please feel free to visit and learn more. I'm feeling more grounded, calm, and centered. Unlike the mind chatter that I went through to write part 4, my true inner self is very clearly directing me to the intentions I set for part 5. Before I continue, I want to give a shout out and deepest appreciation to the reader Rekala Mary Kennedy for her comment for my part 4 writing article. Wonderful, feeling inspired to step out for a brisk walk. I'm pretty sure you did it, Rekala Mary Kennedy. Here is the intention that I set for part 5. What happens to me when I'm unable to work out because the gym membership gets expensive or I'm traveling? What mindset shifts do I make? As I was writing part 4, I paid focused attention with focused energy to the content and kept up with the intention I set out for part 4. I ended the article by setting intentions for part 5. Today, as I read the intentions, I realize that I omitted to include an important part of my true desire to cover an important aspect. What is my true desire as of this writing, part 5? My true desire is to answer the question, what happened to me when I had to let go or abandon going to the gym to exercise because of lockdown and pandemic? For sure, I am going to address this by combining it with the intentions that I set for part 5 while writing part 4. What happens to me when I'm unable to work out because the gym membership gets expensive or I am traveling? What happened to me when I had to let go or abandon going to the gym to exercise because of lockdown and pandemic? So I'm going to address all these things. I'm going to combine. Okay, let's put the two reasons / events. Number one, gym membership gets expensive. Number two, travel. What happens when I'm traveling about my exercise schedule? So these two, gym membership gets expensive, travel is something like an impediment. This is not a big deal, or you can call it as a low impact, short term event. Let's put the reason unable to exercise in the gym due to pandemic. That impediment or that event or that thought, whatever, it's truly a big deal, right? It's truly a big deal, especially for people who are gym lovers, who want to go there to the gym and exercise. They have a certain mindset and they have a certain system to follow and all that. Based upon my own experience, I think regardless of whether the reason, event or impediment is a big deal or not a big deal depends on how you experience these reasons, events or impediment in terms of emotions and related thoughts. I would like to explain how I handle it. I do feel bad, not good enough, lethargic. I think it's normal. I feel all these feelings. I use tried and tested tools that work for me. To mention a couple quickly, number one, emotional freedom technique. Emotional freedom techniques, also known as EFT or tapping, is a powerful healing technique that involves tapping on specific energy points on the body while tuning into a specific issue to bring the body into a state of balance. The process as such may seem weird and awkward, but is very, very empowering. I got certified in basic EFT 15 years back because I had moved into self-employment. Marketing was a big deal for me. I had a specific energy associated with selling, all those things, right? So I wanted to learn this and I got certified. And I considered it as a best investment in myself. Thanks to Gary Craig. You can learn more. I have provided the link in my article. Please go. It's mofree.com. Go check it out. Please check it out. Number two, another second tool that I use. Conversational style writing between me, Lalita, and infinite intelligence. You may call your infinite intelligence as God or some name like Krishna or Jesus, whatever, or any higher power as you may call and believe in. When I do that, the written piece itself is like a filter. When I do that conversational between me, Lalita, and infinite intelligence, the entire written piece that comes out, I do it on a paper and a notebook. The entire piece is like a filter. Can you imagine? Just go to the physical level, filter. Coffee filter, tea filter, whatever you can imagine. Okay, it's like my emotional brain filled with impurities is beautifully pouring that impure water or impure liquid, whatever you call it, which in the bracket I mention as disempowering thoughts and negative feelings, through the filter, which is the written piece that I co-created with my infinite intelligence by writing as conversations, question, answers, feelings, thoughts, whatever. Okay, now, so once again, I'm going to say this again. It is like my emotional brain filled with impurities is beautifully pouring that impure water, which is disempowering thoughts and negative feelings, emotions, whatever, through the filter, which is the written piece, filtering it and pouring it into my logical brain with pure, motivating, empowering thoughts with clarity. Okay, no more impurities, but there is clear action steps. All the action steps are not going to come. It's just the first step that I need to take in the next 5 minutes. Okay? I learned this technique by culminating tools suggested by several mentors, coaches, and authors. After using one or couple of these tools, I'm very clear about how I can exercise with available resources. You might wonder, this is such an easy question to answer. Just shop for another membership that is cheaper. When you travel, just skip doing exercise. Just do something different. You're right. In practical life, I don't think it's easy or simple for everyone to think like that or feel so quickly positive and then move on and think differently or think as a substitute mechanism order. Not all can do it. Let me do my best to explain this, okay? My past highly career-oriented self was challenged by job loss and led me to a new, high, lifetime-valued opportunity. And that is exercising. I love it. I loved it, okay? Now, some reasons, events, impediments are posing as a challenge because I'm attached to this high lifetime value opportunity. Because for me, it's high value, high lifetime value. And it's true also. 50% of you may not agree, but 50% will agree, right? Exercising and keeping yourself fit, definitely it helps. Yeah, it's valuable and it is important. By learning and using the tools to help my emotions and thoughts stabilize, While facing challenges, I am staying true to keeping what I value the most, and that is exercising, which is high lifetime value for me, and I think in general also, and keeping fit instead of giving up. So did you realize how it is so important to have to stabilize your emotions and thoughts? Okay, what happened and how did these three reasons or events or impediments get addressed? Number one, I loved my YMCA gym as it was a family membership, budget friendly, and I felt so belonged to YMCA. As YMCA raised its price, it was time for me to get out of the totally inspired YMCA gym lover self. I had to get out of that self. After letting go, universe let in a better gym that would fit my budget. I found it, and the best part was it had several fitness machines that I could try. It was perfect as my kids found their own gym through college, so we no longer needed a family membership. I was able to let go of the need to have a family membership. When I'm traveling, depending upon the availability of space, I give myself permission to substitute exercising on an elliptical machine, which I told you really worked for me, with light walking, even if it's indoors. I call it infinite walking. You can Google out. Light upper body workout or core exercises. Or I would find the exercise movements. I would impregnate those movements, feelings, thoughts into the chores that I'm doing while I'm traveling. If I'm in a hotel, then I would bring it in my brushing and all this. I will talk to my different parts of my body, and then I will see what is moving physically, how am I doing the exercise which I was doing in a gym, stretching and all that stuff. I would impregnate that into my activity and feel that yes, I am true to myself. I am exercising in some other way which is not similar to exercising as my brain knows, in a gym or working out environment. So that's what I did when I was traveling. The last one, yes, pandemic and lockdown. Oh wow, it did hit me emotionally. I found Heather Robertson as my godsend online inspiring gym angel. The best part is it's free. Thank you, Heather Robertson. I have linked to her website. Conclusion and suggestions on action steps, mindset shifts. You may value something or an experience. You may value, because you need to know, you should know what are your core values. What do you value? And why do you value? It is completely okay that you get affected by small or big event which comes across as an impediment to you in a way, and also it comes in the way of your value. Learn to be compassionate with yourself and be open to learning how you're experiencing that event, big or small. Find and use tools to help you get centered and have clear state of mind. Revisit and answer your questions. Why you value that thing or experience? Why? Because the why may change sometimes. Be open to learn and embrace the changing of your why you value. Or maybe that value is also getting out of your evolving self. When you follow steps 1 to 4, you will find that universe will conspire with your true desire and manifest it for you. Just like how I got less paying more machines gym membership and then free at home workout that suits my personality. What is my intention for part 6? How did I handle the transformation from exercising in gym to exercising at home? What did I like about Heather Robertson's workouts? Now, When we write the article on Medium, we give a shout out to fellow authors. So my fellow author, I would like to give a shout out to fellow author Dr. Abhishek Ladha for an informative and easy to follow article, Urine Infections in Females, Simple Do's and Don'ts. So I've given a shout out. There is a link in the website, in my article, part 5, whatever I'm reading aloud. Go ahead and check it out, please. Until we meet in part 6, give yourself permission just to do that 5 or 10 minute workout and say, hey, your first name, you did it and you deserve to feel great and you will show up tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. In case you missed my previous episodes, I have given links in the article to part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. And I'm going to add this part 5 also. And same to audios, all the episodes from the podcast episode. So yet another thing, if you there is a membership fee. I'm not sure my Medium readers whether you are able to get access to all my articles, but after reading 3 articles you have to become a member or whatever it is, I don't know, I'm not very sure, but because I am a paid member, $5 per month I do pay, and if that is something that you know you value, reading articles, because there are several authors were great contributors and I read them and I engage with those authors, and so for me I found value and I became a member. So feel free to do that, and you can also subscribe for my articles via email. So go ahead, I've given the link in the article. With that said, I thank you so much for being a part of my journey in podcasting as well as in writing as a budding author. And you have a fantastic day. Stay safe. And I also, as always, I'm praying for global peace, global health, and global wealth. Bye-bye.